last week, so we were discussing the very basic machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam, whether the Isur by Rabbi Motzei take on the status that we would call a lava nifikle asay. Anytime you have a los asay, that the Torah links to a asay and saying, don't do this, but if you do this, so then do that, fix it up. So the automatic buy, you don't get malchus for it. Some of the examples are, a person steals. You're not allowed to steal, but if you steal, the Torah says, you have to return it. Or you're not allowed to leave over nosa. The Torah says, if you left over nosa, you have to burn it. So Tosfos writes, and that's what test, when we got on to the first place, that's what test. The same is true about by Rabbi Motzei, that's very bottom of the Tosfos base, but he writes that by Rabbi Motzei is a lava nitikli essay, and therefore you're never ever going to get malchus for by Rabbi Motzei. And the Rambam disagrees, the Rambam says no. The Rambam says 9 out of 10 times place is right, that there's no malchus for by Rabbi Motzei, but that's for a different reason, because it's a lav she'ein b'maisa, it's a lav that's violated without an action. But if there would be an action, the Rambam says, such as if you made chametz and Pesach, or if you bought chametz and Pesach, then in fact it would be chayav malchus. So clearly the Rambam denied Tosfos' assumption that by Rabbi Motzei or lav nitikli essay. The question is why not? So what was the nekudas of machlokes? So last week we said that we're going to give two different biurim in the Gedolei Acharonim, and if it was an hour, to give one biur. So last week was the Michas Chinuch, so week. This week will be up there Reb Chaim's week. So just to recap the Michas Chinuch from last week, the Michas Chinuch said that he thinks that Akudas Machlekes, Taiz in the Rambam is the mitzvah tashbisu akum va'asei, or is it a sheva tasa? Is there an action that you have to do to fulfill tashbisu? Is tashbisu fulfilled by sitting back and in effect not only chametz, that is the mitzvah. The only time something is called a lava nitikli asay is when there's an action to be done. You don't say lava nitikli asay by sheva tasa. The example par excellence the Chassidus says was yomtiv. Nobody would say, well, you did malach on yomtiv, no problem. We won't give you malchus. Just refrain from malach from here on in and be out to the Shabbos. So that's not going to happen. The only time lava nitikli asay kicks in is when there's an asay, literally an act of tatuminus. So now we move on to Tereshia, which is really Reb Chaim's presentation. We've spoke about this Reb Chaim before, but it's been about a year and a half since we went through Reb Chaim in detail last time, and I don't think we ever did it really inside. So it's really a good opportunity. We don't get that many opportunities to mamash to learn through the Ma'ayan and Reb Chaim together. It's a fairly short Reb Chaim, so it is doable, and maybe even doable in the course of today. So let's take a look at the Reb Chaim. It's in fact Aleph Halacha Gimel. It's one of the more famous Reb Chaims. It's famous because it's short, and it's famous because it has to do with Yantav stuff. People tend to learn this Reb Chaim. So the Reb Chaim starts out with the Rambam, Tarkat Loch and Gimel. Eina loka mishum lo yirav lo yimotze, elim keim konacham et pesach o chimtso. The only two examples that the Rambam illustrates for us when you chayim malchus is if you either made chametz, you bought chametz, kidei shiasim b'maise. If I'm hoyal lo chametz kind of a pesach, but if a person owned chametz on before yantif and bought pesach, lo biri doesn't get rid of it, ala nicha b'shusa, he just left it around, ava bisha avral shnei lavin, even though he violated two lavin in the Torah, eina loka min a Torah, and he shall also advise akam shem. Ukvar hikshu, says Reb Chaim, has already been asked against the Rambam. Deich like a klal, a lav le Rav Le Motzei. How can it be that a person ever gets malchus by Rav Le Motzei, even in a situation where he does a ma'isa? For Reb Psachim Daf Tzadihei Mevur Lehedya, it says in Maseches Psachim Daf Tzadihei that the lav le Rav Le Motzei have a lav nitik liyasei the tashbisu. Now it's true the Gemara does use the phrase lav nitik liyasei concerning by Rav Motzei, but the Gemara is not talking about malchus. The Gemara is talking about a different dimension of lav nitikli asay. So it's not as behedya as Reb Chaim almost presents it to be. That phrase is behedya, but the application to malchus is not as befarish as it appears. But we're going to take Reb Chaim at face value now, that the Gemara in effect calls it lav nitikli asay. For kashal Rambam, sheposak to bekanechos apesach tavi maisa loyki mitzarchiyim. So that's the basic presentation is that Tosfos seems to be right, by Rav Motzei's lav nitikli asay, what's pshat? V'nira b'se. So before Reb Chaim gets to answering the Rambam per se, he gives you an entire presentation, a whole introduction to the Rambam's understanding of tashbisu, addressing the following question. This is the part of Reb Chaim that we spoke about a year ago. Dinei, hagoy Rebbe Kiva Eger hiksha al hatur. There's a famous kasha that Rebbe Kiva Eger asked against the tour. What did the world of the tour say? Shekasav. The Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz mitzvah of b'sreifa, Ephraim mutter. According to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who says that chametz has been hanisrafin, that the way to get rid of chametz ain't be a chametz ala sreifa, we apply the Mishnah Maseches Tmura that says kol hanisrafin Ephraim mutter. Mishnah is the Feirish. If you take orla and you burn it, you can use the ashes. If you take kili hakarav and you burn it, you can use the ashes. If you take basa b'chola, which is not from the nisrafin, rather from the nikbarin, and you chose to be machmer in yourself and to burn it, the ashes remain asar liyavod. You took, I don't know, petach hamor, firstborn donkey, and you decided to, instead of doing the mitzvah pity, you decided to destroy it, you decided to burn it, so the afer remains also liyavod. The only time afer is mutter is if it's afer hanisraf, it's something that was supposed to be burnt, the afer becomes mutter. If it's afer hanikbarin, it's also. So zok the tour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that chometz is b'shreifa, so the halacha is efer mutter. Why? Kedin kol hanisraf in the efer mutter. But says the tour, uli rabbanu atashkes also b'chol davar. But according to the chacham who say you can get rid of chometz in any way whatsoever, it's the third line, second paragraph. According to the chachamim who say that chometz is destroyed in any method whatsoever, i.e., it's been an ikbarin, there's no din of shreifa. Efer also be din an ikbarin. But the Eifer remains also like the Ikbarin. So basically, let's just get the recap, the Torah Shita. So Torah makes a very, very simple cheshbon. He raises the shadow. What's the din? The guy takes chametz and burns chametz on Pesach. Eifer mutter or asur? What's the answer? It depends. If you hold like Rebbe, very simple answer. If you hold like Rebbe Yehuda, chametz is ben nisrafin, call nisrafin Eifer mutter. If you hold like the chamim, it's ben nikbarin, call nikbarin Eifer asur. Simple, straightforward statement of Torah. V'hikshal zeh agon Rebbe Kiveger. Kiveger is bottom of the kasha. The lefima shekasvu atosis, the hadam nisrafin efron mutter, v'nikbarin efron asur, whom yishum the nisrafin ika mitzvah b'sreifasam, v'yakein avinasas mitzvasam. Says Rav Kiveger, there's a tosis tucked away in the end of Temura. We spoke about this earlier this year, last year. There's a tosis in the end of Temura that asks the question: why is it that efron of nisrafin is mutter? Why is it the orla's ashes are mutter? Why are bas b'chol's ashes asur? How did the Mishnah know that? How did the Gemara know that? The Gemara never tells what the source is. Says the Tais is a simple principle. We have a rule in Hufas Kabanos. Ein l'chadav v'shenasis mitzvasai u'molin bo. Any time you have an item set aside to be used for korban XYZ, any kaddish tikkun purpose, if you did the mitzvah already, so then the me'ilah, the yisur of violating, of using it for your own private purposes, falls by the wayside. Ein l'chadav v'shenasis mitzvasai u'molin bo. Gemara learns that from Sukkim. It's a very shi Gemara in a few places. Let's say the Long Gemara says, let's say we have a Keteris, we just read about the Pashat Kisisa. You have this holy Keteris, the Kach L'chassam, Nata, V'shcheres, all the Ayel Gelgi Keteris. It's Kaddish B'dusha Seguf. As soon as you burn it on the Mizbeach, you can then use it, you can smell it, it's no problem. Set the Gomer, Ein L'chadav Shnas V'tzvasu Molim Boi. Once the mitzvah is done to it, then the Yisamila falls by the wayside. So Zaptai says, when you have an apple of orla is the mitzvah sreifa. So as soon as I did the mitzvah sreifa, the afer becomes mutter. When I have a cheeseburger, there's no mitzvah sreifa. I don't have to burn cheeseburger. I just have to burn it. I got to get to burn the garbage. I don't have to burn it. I chose as a nice guy to burn it. That's beautiful. It's wonderful. But that's not going to impact on the afer. So comes to us and says, that's the secret. That's the reason why afer nisrof is mutter, afer burn is also. It all boils down to one word, the one word being mitzvah. If you did a mitzvah b'sreifa, good, that's the matir. If you didn't do a mitzvah b'sreifa, it's still also. No, you could figure out now every today's kasha on the Torah. The Torah, the Torah said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that chametz has been a nisrafin, so the efer is mutter. According to the chametz that's been a nikbar, the efer is also, what's kasha? Even if it's been a nikbarin, what's the mitzvah? You did tashmisu. I did what the Torah said. Boy, cheeseburger. I didn't do anything. But I chose to burn a cheeseburger. I get no brownie points in Shemayim. There's no mitzvah of sreifas cheeseburger. There's no mitzvah of hashbasas cheeseburger. You have to bury it. Throw it into the garbage. You have to make sure nobody eats it. There's no meisa mitzvah bechlal in the destruction of cheeseburger. But in the destruction of the chametz, when I destroy chametz, even zolzayin that chametz has been hanikbarin, it's still a mitzvah. I didn't mix their eyes. It's the same mitzvah their eyes. The bein l'rabbi, the bein l'chachamim. So, Frechter b'kiveger, he doesn't understand. Okay. If he doesn't understand, Frechter b'kiveger, I don't understand. Once you tell me that the matriarchy is based on asas mitzvah, when it comes to chometz, it's the same as mitzvah. So, bein l'rabbi, bein l'chachamim. So I don't understand what the Torah is talking about.
That's the bomb kasher of Kivega. So take a look again. So Kivega, Taisus Hichshas Eber Kivega, the fourth line into the second paragraph. The Lefima Shikas Wet Taisus Tad Nisraf and Efren Mutam Igvar and Efren Asur Umishum the Nisraf and Ika Mitzvah Nisrei Fasan. If you have Cain having Nasus Mitzvasan, Mashenkin Igvar and the Lake Shum Mitzvah Bikvarasan. The Rakh Mishum Takala Flo having Nasus Mitzvasan. Then Cain Bechametz the Gavi Mashpasas of the Chaldavar Hala Ika Mitzvah the Tashvisu. Im kein hat zur recht erste kuliam er von mutter hat kein dem gewegen hat kommt wir nehmen es ist kein to lo dami han mitzva shatash bisu das besasa be khaldover the mitzva sreifa so ich kein no the mitzva tashbisu according to the chachamim world view that tashbisu means throwing it into the river, throwing it into the wind, throwing it down into the lake. That's not like the mitzvah sreifa of Orla. What's the difference? The mitzvah tashbisu, bishari hashbasas, the mitzvah tashbisu and other methods, i.e. the Chacham speaking, have a ikar ha-mitzvah, shelo yehela ha-bailim chametz. You know what Chaim just did? In one line, he just said the yaseid. He said the mitzvah tashbisu doesn't relate to the what? Relate to the chefza. It's a mitzvah sagavra. It's a mitzvah sagavra shelo yela chametz. Lo yela gavra chametz. That's all it is. Masha enge. But if you accept the view of Rabbi Yehuda that ein bi chametz alas reifa, in mitzvah se bis reifa, have a mitzvah shechayo be'achefza shelo chametz, the chala b'din sreifa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a very specific method of destroying chametz. That's not a mitzvah sagav anymore. That's not a mitzvah that just simply says, make sure you don't own chametz. If the whole mitzvah was don't own chametz, I could have gotten rid of that by throwing it down the river. From the fact that the Torah gives me details how to get rid of it, those details emanate from the chefza, they don't emanate from the gavra. So it comes out according to Rabbi Chaim. What's the nature of tashbisu? Is tashbisu fundamentally a mitzvah sagavra, or is it fundamentally a mitzvah chefza? The answer is machlokes b'din the chachamim. Why does that impact hetter and hefer? It makes all the difference in the world. But the chayim, ule'inyeh three lines of the bottom. Ule'inyeh hetter the nasis mitzvasai, this cloud that eil chadavish nasis mitzvasai umaylin bai, but even nafka shehe nasis mitzvasai. Listen to the Lashon Chazal. What does mitzvah soy mean? Behachevtsa. If the mitzvah sachevtsa was fulfilled, as nitarachevtsa. Then the iser disappears. V'lokasha ba'ilim kimu mitzvah deram ye'alayu. Nitarachevtsa. How does the mitzvah sabayim impact on the heter of the iser hanoah, which relates to the chevtsa itself? Therefore, v'yakein, shapi mechalekatur. Now the Torah's chiluk makes perfect sense. Bein hashvasasa b'chaldava u'bein sreifa. Now I know why the Torah makes the heter and the efer dependent upon the machlokes b'din and the chachamim. The im hashvasasa b'chaldava, if you're like the chachamim, that you can dispose of chametz any way whatsoever. Rakabaylem kimu mitzvah she'elam chametz. Oh, very nice. I was yotzich ben yotzich by mitzvah of chametz, of not having chametz. But v'alkorach lahutra efer, that doesn't impact on the heter of the efer. If the mitzvah sreifa, the nasa mitzvah be'achevtsa, then and only then is the mitzvah related to chevtsa. But the nasa is mitzvah, so then the nasa is kikin akein hutra efer. So this is like classic Reb Chaim. Looks at the same mitzvah and says you can understand one of two ways. Machlekes atanoim, and that makes all the difference in the world vis-a-vis the heter of the efer. Now the question is, where is this going to help us? Where is this going to take us vis-a-vis our discussion? So we're trying to understand the Machlokes Tais in the Rambam about is by Rabbi Matzi Nitak Liasena. Well, the fees are to Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Yushavim Hetev Divi HaRambam. Now we understand exactly what the Rambam is Rabbi, and the Rambam says, Deloikin Alav Delei Rabbi Le Matzi, that Yechayev Malkus for Bal Yerovai Matzi, in theory, if you can get around the Eva Maisa part, you can be chayev. The atam de lo choshev la v'nitach liyasei. Why, according to the Rambam, is it obvious that by Rabbi Matzi is not a nitach liyasei? Tzorech loimer du mishum desvir lei, tahach tashbisu, ikaruhu iser esei shloyeh lechametz. He says, the mitzvah of tashbisu is just an iser esei. It means don't own chametz.
Nobody would ever say that going back to the Ma'al of Malach and Yomtev from last week. You would never say that Malach and Yomtev is a lot of Nitikli Asay, because it's not Nitikli Asay, it is an essay. It's the same thing. The Lav and the Asay are the same thing. If the Torah is addressing the same exact point, just in one way wording it as a as an Asay, and another way wording it as a Los Asay, but it's the thrust is the same thing, namely don't own Chametz, that's not Lav and Nitikli Asay, that's Lav and Asay Hanuchad. So when do we say that you cannot label by Ra as a Nitachli Asay because it's too close to the Asay, it's the identical to the Asay? That's if you follow the Chachamim. That's if you follow Hashbasas B'chol Dover. Comes to the punchline. Im name of the mitzvah b'sreifa. Im kain have a mitzvah nasis b'chufa chayfetz. V'yas pshita davinitach liyaseh. K'mos reifas noise v'chadoi. Once you take tashbisu out of the gavra and put it onto the chetza, then it qualifies as a lavinitach liyaseh. You gavra don't own chametz. And if you do, go do a mitzvah with the chafza and burn it. But if tashbisa was just a bit of gavra, so that can't amount to saying, you gavra don't own chametz, and by the way, you gavra don't own chametz. That's not called bitachli asay. That's identical. So now, says Rav Chaim, v'afilu im name of the gamma day nichlavach tashbisa isur shleim chametz, v'achiyav asreifa shebechametz, ha'pshita davi mitzvah asay kishad v'avatud asreifa. Then he says, even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a little bit of an action, an aspect of Bayra, of Tashbisu that's on the Gavra, but it's also on the Chavtza. The cave of the Gavza Nichlo Biakura, came Pshita de Mechshav Azeh Nitikli Asay. So now he says, now that he just explained in Lomdus why Bayra should or should not be a Lav Nitikli Asay, it ultimately depends upon Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So now all the Shittas line up perfectly. Lefizer and Nichadas Arambam. The Sugis HaGemara B'Psachim Dat Tzadihei, the Gemara that said something about by Rabbi Matz being Nitikli Asay, Hakayim Alimud Rabbi Yehuda Chumavur B'Sugisham. If you look really carefully at that Gemara, you'll notice that Gemara happens to be Rabbi Yehuda speaking. It depends how carefully you look. The Chaznish said he looked very carefully and he didn't exactly see it. But the Rabbi Chaim claimed, based on a certain line in the Gemara, he's assuming that it was Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going to give Rabbi Chaim the benefit on this one. Well, Rabbi Yehuda disfurulated mitzvahs of Israel pshita David itikli asay. Masha enken a Rambam the pasuk of Greg Gimel chasam to math the shvus b'chol davar. The Rambam pasuk like the Chachamim. If you can link about the chesvitzerak iser asay luchosh lohelam chometz alkein shabbat pasuk the love itikli asay v'lochin a love v'chemoshin is bar. I think that's what you think we're right. V'chemoshin is bar. So bottom line says Reb Chaim, the Rambam is l'shitasay because the Rambam is a Chacham person. The Balei Tosfos happens to be Shittas, and Tosfos happens to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and Yochamitz al Sreifa, and therefore it qualifies a lot of the Tivli Asay. So it's similar to Mechas Chinuch of last week, in that both Reb Chaim and Mechas Chinuch make the Machloikas Tosfos and the Rambam dependent upon some global other Machloikas. But the question is what that global Machloikas was. According to Mechas Chinuch, it was more about pre-Chatzos versus post-Chatzos, we spoke about last week. According to Reb Chaim, it all boils down to reviewing the Chachamim, is it a mitzvah gavra or a mitzvah chatzah? It's Adkan Divri, Reb Chaim. I'm sure Reb Chaim doesn't need my approval, but Adkan Divri, a classic Reb Chaim. So if I say, I want to just take both the Mechas Chinuch of last week and Reb Chaim of this week, and just see just how far reaching the consequences of these approaches are. What these Gedolim both did is that they took Tashbisu and opened up different understanding of what Tashbisu may be. Whether you use the Chaschinuch's vocabulary of is it Kumvase versus Shevatase, whether you use Reb Chaim's terminology is it Gava versus Chavtza, there are different ways of looking at the mitzvah Tashbisu. One of the dilemmas that the Achronim have concerning the mitzvah of Tashbisu is where women fit in vis-a-vis this mitzvah of Tashbisu. Are women chayavas of Tashbisu or not? Now, 99% of the time, that's a moot question. Why is that a moot question? Who cares? The kid don't chametz anyway. By Rabbi Motzi has a lot of him. So women are mutaris and all lav mamuris b'Torah. So the question is a moot question. No one's questioning whether a woman can own chametz on Pesach. What we want to know is, does a woman fulfill the mitzvah of teshpisu? She obligated the mitzvah essay of teshpisu. Why would we think perhaps that she's not? Her knee-jerk reaction would be the shtichel mitzvah essay she has my grandma, right? So it sounds like it should be like any other mitzvah essay she has my grandma. So our initial reaction would be, guess what? As strange as it may sound, women of pturos. Maybe talk women of pturos from the mitzvah of teshpisu. And yet, most of the acharonim are not comfortable with that. Most of the acharonim assume that women are chayavos and teshbisu, and we can't quite pinpoint why. Why, how, where do we figure this out? What's the source that women should be chayavos and teshbisu? So what possibilities do we have to explain why we can be chayav women and teshbisu? So let's think now at teshbisu, look at it through the eyes of the mechaschinach of last week and through the eyes of chayav. Let's start with last week, back to mechaschinach for a second. What was teshbisu according to mechaschinach? Quite possibly, it was shev al tasa. Who remembers the mashal that the mechaschinach gave? What was the ultimate mashal? Like resting on yonzik, right? Not doing love on yonzik. So I'll challenge you with the following question. Are women chayavos in Shabbosar and yontif? No, again, it's a mostly moot point, because women can't do malach anyway, right? So you probably say, oh, come on, this is what we came for Shia, you know, just to talk about this theoretical academic. Are women chayavos in Shabbos and on Yontif? But before we get to the practical application of it, let's plug in some of the lumps. We just said, a Shabbos and Yontif is not a classic mitzvah essay. There's no action involved. It's only a sheva tasseh. So I'm going to ask you a mitzvah essay Shezvan Grumma question. Think in your mind of all the examples of mitzvah essay Shezvan Grumma. Tzitzis, Tfilin, Kriyashma, Lula, Soka, Shaifa. We just exhausted the list. All six.
So Kambese.
They're all Kambese. Everyone is Kambese. The original model was Tfilin. It's Kambese. Could one suggest that guess what? There is no such cloud that women of Turis from all mitzvahs is Shezvan Grumma. They're Turis from all mitzvahs as the Shiyeshva Maisa, which is Mangrove. So here's the Rishonim say that. Here's the Rishonim say that in Nochinami, women are chayavos in Shabbosah, on Yontif. Straight and simple. No answer. You don't need a drasha, no guru, no halacha moshe. It was never included in the Ptur. Women are chayavos in all mitzvahs, they're proven otherwise. One of the Pturim in the Torah is mitzvah shez mangrove. All the examples of mangrove are all aide maisa. There's no maisa. So no matter, they're going to be chayavos. If you take that approach, so then carry that over according to Rashi, carry it over to Teshbisu, depends on last week's shiur. If you hold the Teshbisu is a kumbiase, then maybe women are pturos. If you hold it to Shev El Taseh, then women are for sure going to be chayavos.
Because it wouldn't be so fair, because they're still chayavin alav. They don't have a, according to Shita's place,
we'll get the malchus.
Right.
Don't worry, your wife will get malchus. If you
they
have a choice,
to the men don't.
And the men don't. No, don't tell them that.
Right.
I'm just saying, theoretical. It may be an incentive, they may want to go away from Pesach if you tell them that. It's too hard, it's all religious. So, yeah. So, everybody say, let's get back for a second. So, can anyone think of their wildest dreams? My nafkamina, where the women are chayavos in the essay of Yontif, the Shabbos, and who cares? Kid will look anyway.
Suda.
Kiddush. No. I didn't say the essays of Kiddush or Suda. I'm talking about the essay of Shabbos. Namely, refrain, sitting back and not doing malacha. I sit back all day yontif like this. Hini mucham zuma not do malacha. I get in tzchar from its essay. Does my wife get that also? Kiddush. There's another story. I'm just focusing on this one mitzvah that one of the tiny mitzvahs.
I know. Exactly.
Josh, I'm going to challenge you. You rise to the challenge. Okay? I know you're the gap. I know you're very, very busy, you know, and sure different times is happening. But have you said about Mehmet Leakin recently?
Recently, yes.
Okay. Yes. The most recent one.
Yes.
Okay.
He was with NCSY Shabbos a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was off from work.
We sang.
So, what does it say in Mehmet Leakin? Aim a Leakin, Meshemin Srefa Beyomtev. Meshemin Srefa Beyomtev. When I was a kid, I never knew what that meant. I always thought it meant you can't use. What do you think Shemin Shreifa means?
Ready to use.
Like burnt oil or something. I always thought it meant like guys going to take oil out of somebody else's kill. That's what Shemin Shreifa meant. They got a little bit older, I realized. It doesn't exactly mean that. The term Shemin Shreifa means shemen of truma that became tamei, that's supposed to be burnt. So the Mishnah says, "Ein madlikim b'shemen treifah b'yomtiv." Why not? The Gemara explains this on Shabbos that when you have a yomtiv that falls out on a Friday, so you're getting ready to bench lech, and the woman thinks, "Oh, great! She's great. She's going to use the truma." Normally, truma tamei, you can actually enjoy it even if you're a kohen, you can enjoy the light. Kabbalah, I'm going to use the shem truma, shem nitmeis, to light my Shabbos candles with. So Mish says, don't do that. You know why? Because that'll be a violation of lighting truma tamei on yantif, which you're not allowed to do. Eim adik yoshem tamei from yantif. That's what the Mish means. And why not? And what's so gefährlich about lighting Shemin's Sreifa B'yomtiv, what's so terrible? The Gemara says, well, it's the same as Ein Surfing Kachim B'yomtiv. You're not allowed to burn Kachim Tameim and Psulim B'yomtiv. And what's so terrible? So the Gemara has the following chesed. The Gemara says, you know, doing Melach on Yomtiv is a lav, but burning Kachim Tameim is a mitzvah essay. Yavei Asei, Yichelos Asei. Why can't you do it? Comes the Gemara says, Mishum the Yomtiv havi asay velos asay. Since Yomtiv is an asay and a los asay, therefore ein asay doch asay velos asay. And that's the reason why ein manlikim mishavim tzeiv the Yomtiv, because Yomtiv is a lav and an asay. No, who sees the kasha coming?
So if it's not an asay for the woman, why can't she burn it?
Who's lighting candles in B'mei Madlikim? The women are lighting candles. What is mishavim manlikim mishavim for the Yomtiv? This is not my kasha. It's Tosfos. Tosfos asked this kasha. Tosfos in having my position. It's the thinnest one.
No one ever put that in my sentence with me. Look for the thin one.
Hiksha harenu Yosef me'eretz Yisrael. At least we know where he came from. He's originally from France. He was one of the Balatites who moved to Eretz Yisrael. He's called three different things by Balatites, the same person. Some places he's called the Eretz Yisrael. Some places called Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. And Ksubas Tosfos calls him Rabbeinu Yosef Shehalach LeEretz HaTzvi, which is a synonym for Eretz Yisrael. So it's funny. We were discussing something from Rabbeinu Yosef, I forgot if anyone, it was earlier in Shia, in Yeshiva, 2 months ago. It was like the day after something when the UN Commission decided that no Jews ever lived in Eretz Yisrael until 40 years ago, so I forgot it, one of the brilliant declarations that came out in the last couple of months. So I pointed out that obviously whoever signed the declaration had clearly not lived in Tosfos. Tosfos describing Rabbeinu Yosef lived in Eretz Yisrael in the 1100s or so. Okay, anyway. So Hiksha ben Yisrael, Rabbeinu Yosef ben Eretz Yisrael. I'll bring it up. Vim Kerry, Gabi Eimad Likim Shara Serfi Yomtif, Shum Di Yomtif Esei Los Esei, Los Reifas Kosh Reil Esei, Ish Hashem Echem Zi Esei, V'chisucha La'adlik B'Shem and Shreif B'Bi Yomtif. That's Tazi's Kasha. So Tazi gives different difference to this Kasha. So Nuk, what's the Ari answer to the Kasha? Women are Chayavas.
Yeah.
They are Chayavas. The answer is Chayavas. They are Chayavas. So Rav Loisai, getting back to Teshbisu, we're trying to figure out, are women obligated to Teshbisu or not? So according to one time, the Chassidic, absolutely. What about according to Reb Chaim? This week is Reb Chaim, Brisketer, this week. According to Reb Chaim, that it's quite possible that Teshbisu is a bit as a cheftza?
Yeah, they would be.
Why? Why are you so convinced they should be? So you just told me a chiddush. Without even saying it, you just told me too, you just told me a chiddush. B'medivam amurim mitzvah sesei says man gromis potur. Those are when it's mitzvah sagabra. But when it's a mitzvah sachavta,
it's irrelevant
to the gavra. If I have to do it to the chavta, the chavta is chavta. Chavta is not the gavra. Everyone's like so convinced
that this is true. But it's the flip then. You hold like the minchas chinah, it could be the Rambam would say that because it's a sheva atasa then.
Right, that's right. According to the Nechaz Chinuch, the Rambam will end up being Mechayim. According to Chayim, the Rambam will end up being, that's right. And he's right. Right on target. That's right. I didn't even think of that. You're right. But I'm not so convinced this whole Gavra Chepsit is still here. You got to convince me because Brisket Torah is here.
Tefillin Tzitzis.
So let's think him through. Tefillin Tzitzis, Shofar Lulav, Sukkah. Kriya Shema, you're right, they're all gavras. Do we have any test case? We're doing a run of the lab over here.
Sphere soul. That's going to be a problem. I know that's going to be a problem. I know.
I'll share with you the following kasha. The famous kasha, let me show you. The Gemara says in the Sefer Kedusha, on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, how do you know that a mother doesn't have to do a bris milah on her son? How do you know? What does the Gemara say? Kasha Chiva, Oso, Elokim, Oso, Elo, Oso. There's a kasha. A woman's not, he's trying, he's trying. A woman is not looking to have a bris milah on her son. Kasha Chiva, Oso, Elo, what's the kasha? Kasha, you can redeem yourself, what's the kasha? Why do you need what?
Why
do you need a passport? But it says it's just my grandma. You go do meals by day, can do meals by night. So it's a bit says it's just my grandma. This is not my kasha, this is Taiz's kasha, this is Ramban's kasha, this is Ritz's kasha, this is Ritz's kasha. Every Rishon he talked about, who was that exclusion of Chutas, he has this kasha.
Because heaven, if you were Malbal Ayla, you would have to.
You may have to go to Stambris, but even if you don't have to, you weren't. You might say, it's just that you never forget anything. There are more, we spoke about that, right. But you're not yet to the mitzvah, because you're not yet to the mitzvah. No, so what do you need a pasuk? So there are multiple answers to this kasha, but the one that we want is the Ramban. The Ramban says, no. Mila wouldn't be covered by the klal of a tzitzis in the room. You know why?
It's not
a mitzvah on me. It's a mitzvah for me to do to the baby. Whenever the mitzvah has to be done towards some other object, or gavra or chetzah, but not me the gavra, towards another item, whether that item is a live being or not is irrelevant, kozma, the mitzvah is not klapei the gavra, eises a mitzvah, that's not zman grama. That's not zman grama material. And therefore, lulei the gzeres hakosov, women would have been chayavos to be mal their children. It's gzeres hakosov to what also v'los hakashim. But in terms of the sugya of my grama, our grama doesn't speak. If that Ramban is accepted, and Rav Chaim's right, that according to Hefter Rishayim, Tashbis was a mitzvah sachetz, and that's the gavra, if you put those two pieces together, have a givaldic another reason why women chayavos. So again, we don't know for certain, and again, it's kind of hard to test because most of the time it's not really relevant. But this theoretical question, which might be relevant, whether women mamish have the mitzvah after shvizu, we have two tzadim, and he's correct that the sheet does flip a little bit. But according to one side of the Chaschinuch, women are chayavos because it's shevet asa. According to one side of Rav Chaim, women may very well be chayavos if the Ramban is right. Now, of course, this is all assuming this whole Shtukot Torah, tonight's shiur, is really revolving around Reb Chaim. This is all assuming this Mahalach Reb Chaim. The whole thrust of Reb Chaim was to emphasize not just the Rambam of Taisus, but to emphasize the Kivegas Kash against the Torah. How come, according to Reb Yehuda, Chametz the Efer is Mutter, according to Chametz not? They're both based on Nasas Mitzvasai. What's the difference? So one's a Nasas Mitzvasai Megavah, one's a Nechefs, etc. That was the whole thrust of the Reb Chaim. So I'll tell you a story. Goes back, I was 16 years old, in 11th grade, we were learning Maseches Pesachim. Valdiger Rebbe, Mordechai Marcus, Shalit, Adam Godel, Al-Moid, anyone from Brooklyn? You know what it was? He used to be the Rav of, I think he may still be much of one of the Lakewood Minyanim in Coney Island. They have some of his, he's like, mamish like, el. So he was the high school rabbi. So we learned Maseches Pesachim. And that was the first time I heard this Reb Chaim. He taught us all that he set up this Reb Chaim. He read it with us, Reb Chaim. So the first time I was exposed to this Reb Chaim. And then, under his breath, he said, that this Reb Chaim doesn't shtim with another Reb Chaim. That's what he said. And I never asked him what he meant by that, but it was like bothered because he had like this was like so perfect, it was like so cloth, it was so beautiful, so gishmak. What was the other Reb Chaim he was talking about? So it took, I don't know, about, how many years it took? It took over 25 years. Maybe. No, not long, 15 years. Until I learned Maseches Be'ilah. And all of a sudden, I discovered the other Reb Chaim. There's Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim, we're not going to be together. There's another, it's a long one, Reb Chaim. the Chaim Luchas Me'ila develops a klal that this principle of Ein Lucha Dovish Nasis B'Tzvasa Umol and Boy. What kind of halacha is that? Where did it come from? What kind of halacha is that? The Chaim says that halacha only makes sense when the Isser emanates from the mitzvah itself. Like if I ask you, why can't you use Keteris? The guy's Makdish Keteris. Why can't he use it for himself? Why did the Torah say you're not allowed to use the basic mixture of Keteris? What's the answer? It's Pashut. It's supposed to be used for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if you use something, it's supposed to be used for a mitzvah, that's the Isser Me'ilah. That's what you're not allowed to do. That's what Me'ilah is. The Isser Me'ilah emanates from the fact that it's Omer the mitzvah. Therefore, Zot Reb Chaim, as soon as the mitzvah is done, the whole Siva Sa Isra Mila falls on the wayside. The Eimlich HaDavish Nath Tzotz Molim Bo is not like some deep dark secret. It's very partial. It's just a simple corollary of the principle where the whole Isra began because of the mitzvah. So Mamela, once the mitzvah is done, Mamela the Isra is Paka. So Abdu Chaim, what would the din be if you have something that's Asa B'Hana on its own merits? It's Asa B'Hana, it happens to also be there's a mitzvah you're supposed to do with it. But the Isser doesn't emanate from the mitzvah. There's the Isser, and there's the mitzvah. They both happen to be true. Would anybody say Nasas mitzvah under no circumstances? No. So Nasas mitzvah doesn't make any sense. Nasas mitzvah is only when the Isser is neveya from the mitzvah. And he develops this whole cloud of Chosmila, with the Rambam, with the Tedek Abayis, whole Shtigot Torah, Paradum, whole Razzle Dazzle, whole Shtigot Torah. Matzah. Sorry. There are two halachas about chometz. Chometz is also bana, and there's a mitzvah tashbisim. Would anybody in their right mind say, you know why you're not allowed to eat chometz? Listen to this. Because the Torah says to get rid of chometz, the male you're not allowed to eat the chometz. Then you can't use the chometz. That's like firm Torah. It's mamash. If anything, it's the other way around. The reason why you're not allowed to own the chometz is because you're not allowed to eat the chometz. That's what the Ran writes himself. Ilchas chometz starts with the Nisar Achila. The Torah doesn't want to eat chametz. Then the Torah gives you this whole background. Not only don't eat it, don't own it, get rid of it, all these mitzvahs that are all surrounding the achila slash hana. So by chametz, the name of the game starts with Yisurim, and then if and when there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is to somehow strengthen the Yisur. There's nothing to do with hektish. That's bechlal not nas mitzvah. How in the world, can you even begin to discuss nas mitzvah by chametz? What did the Torah say? What did they say? That, so as long as I did my mitzvah, as long as it's a mitzvah, it's like, I did my mitzvah, so now the Isser goes by the wayside. The Isser goes by the wayside. The Isser had nothing to do with the mitzvah. The Isser, standing on its own 2 feet. Now the Torah has imposed the mitzvah on you. You did the mitzvah, what thing do? What does that have to do with the Isser?
Well, you can't say it's not Simchet, it's Chetz anymore.
No, that's a different part, that's a whole different part.
That's what you say,
it's Chetz, that 2 3 Yeah, it's a Chetz, like there is Vah, that whole story. It's a whole different ballgame. But remember, Rabbi Kavega's kasha was predicated on the Nasa Mitzvah. That was his whole kasha, because he totally quoted the Tosfos Tamura. So the emphasis is that Reb Chaim Ruchas Me'ilah is not like the Tosfos Tamura. Because according to Reb Chaim Ruchas Me'ilah, that idea Tosfos applies the din of Nasa Mitzvah to the Orla. Let's say the Marshal Orla. The Torah says you can't eat, you can't enjoy Orla, and there's a mitzvah shreif on Orla. The reason why Orla is mutter, I'm sorry, the reason why Orla is us, the reason why There's a din of Isser on Orla because there's a mitzvah sreif on Orla. It's not the reason why. By kutchum it starts when mitzvah Isser comes afterwards. By Yisurin Hanna it's the other way around. The Isser starts and then and only then there's a mitzvah to get rid of it. So Reb Chaim and Nuchas Me'ilah is talking about like this. He's saying of Shana Rambam. But this Reb Chaim Nuchas comes to Matzah that's so meshuva, so much married to that Tosfos. That means this Reb Chaim is mamish meshuva to this Tosfos. That's not in sync with the Reb Chaim later on. So that's what Rabbi Marcus meant. I'm sure that's what he meant. I never had a chance to ask him in the last 25 years, but that's what he meant. I saw him, I hadn't seen him for many, many years. I took him last year Chol Moed Pesach. I was in Flatbush, and it was Punk. It was one day late in the afternoon, and I had my kids with me. I said, you know what? I'm going to give my Rebbe some nachas. I'll bring my kids to see him. I called him up. I hadn't spoken to him in years and years and years. And I called him, and I said, can I come by? Just bring my kids to see a little yantip. I said, oh, pleasure. So I went in. It's like as if I hadn't left him in like the last like 30 years. I walk in, you see he was sitting there surrounded with children and grandchildren, they were sitting, they were just sitting down and eating. And I walk in, so he said to me, "Well, what did you say Shabbos HaGadol this year?" So I started to tell him over, so within a second, I spoke last year about Tam Kikar, about Matzah, about Chometz, so tell me. I said, then his son was shepherding me, and his grandson was shepherding me. I hadn't spoken to him in 30 years. I remember once I halted in the middle of a sugya in Tam Kikar, and this, and that, says, it's Gavaldik, Mamish Gavaldik. Then afterwards, he asked me how the kids are doing. But that was for the first 20 minutes, we were just talking like as we're. He said, no, I'm going to love my. Maybe someday we'll bring him here to say a shiur or something. But we'll
see. Okay.
Rabbi says. Seen as mother. What? Seen as mother. Oh, no. That's not the chayim. That's where I've 30 years left. I've seen him in the interim. So he came to a chasna. He got a bracha on the mechofa. I've seen him a few times in the interim, but I haven't seen him in tefa many years and stuff. Okay, so Rabbi says. So I think we could actually make a scene on the sugya in terms of, not yet, no. There's one less tekuda. No, one less tekuda on the sugya. The punchline, the whole sugya. Yeah, I got so excited with Chaim from the stories. What did Taisa say again? Taisa said that if you're over by Rabbi Matzah, don't worry about it, you're not going to get machlis. But Taisa said much more than that. Who remembers? Who remembers that Taisa in Chavtes? You got that Gemara's over.
It was the Rabbi
Matzah in Shiva.
No, 3 days without opening a
Gemara.
You know, you're
right.
So Taisa said, and that Chavtes in the bottom, Taisa says, and by the way, 4 lines in the bottom of the Chavtes Reis. When we can't b'chiyach re, Shemashah Chomus v'Pesach v'dayit b'levare, eina oiva b'yeseh shiyan. Taisa said, not only in Echai Malkas, there's nothing wrong with doing it. It's mutter to hold on to your Chomus on Pesach, no problem, as long as before the end of Pesach, get rid of it, you'll be okay. You're allowed to do such a thing. How you talking to Marcus? How can you do that? So the Shagasai says he doesn't understand this. Did you want to quote by Rabbi Matzah in Milav and Itik Liyase from Tate Kamar Apati from Akhlas Kazutay? But to say that it's a mutter, that's tantamount to say you could steal a Manasta Bebe. It's tantamount to say you could be Moser, a Manasta Burn the Noiser. So the Chazanish said he doesn't believe that Tosis meant Pshutov Kibashma. It can't be. Mashachok Kamasa says the Chazanish, where Tosis is the stomach of entities.
The fact that he says Eina Ofer doesn't mean that it's mutter.
Well, but the problem is, in the context of the kasha that he's trying to answer, it almost comes out that way. Yeah. Says the Chazanish, Tosis meant it as follows. Let's say a guy realizes, stirred the chalom, he's gevalt, he's at chomet, he forgot to be vatal, he's at chomet, he's at chomet, he's okay, I've got to stop moving. And he's quickly searching around his house for firewood, and he can't find the fire. He's looking for a match. So the clock's ticking away every second. Every second he's over, Rabbi Matzah. He's trying to get rid of the chametz. He's trying to do tashbisu. Every second that he's trying to get that fire, trying to get the match going, trying to get everything, he's a yeshivish guy trying to start a campfire. He doesn't know how to do it. He's calls the Boy Scouts. Hey, so he's oisik in tashbisu. Zok the Chazanish. Holzman, that lemaisa you're involved in tashbisu, you cannot be over by Rabbi Matzah. The fulfillment of tashbisu is a spirit of Rabbi Matzah, and therefore it's not pshat that, well, yes, you're over in Shemayim, the counting the seconds. I never chodesh chomer patre. What do you want for the guy? No, it's not chodesh chomer patre. Thus is nishkei by Rabbi Matzah. By Rabbi Matzah means when you sit around and you twiddle your thumbs. Says the Chazanish, Tosfos never ever meant to say that a guy sitting around third day chalamoy and he finds out he has chametz. Okay, no problem. We'll finish up yoni first. You know, but I'm Meyer first. We'll deal with it in 3 hours from now. Chalila v'chalila, says the Chazanish. Tosfos never said that. Tosfos would never say it. It's crazy. You can't say such a thing. Says the Chazanish. It's impossible to say such a thing. That's like stealing. All Tosfos meant was that kol zman you are being oisik in tashbisu, it's not shaykh to be ever rovi. Do we understand that conceptually? Alumnus, why is that true?
Because it's already done.
Is that why?
I think it's more also from the last two words of Tosfos.
What did he say?
Last two words of Tosfos is Kishme Va'aro Levasov. It's an if.
No, I think he means that if and when you burn it.
Correct, but I'm saying
it's a call of the Lisrof. It's a call of the Lisrof. Maybe. We've seen this idea before.
Because the point of beer is not to come to eat it. So if you're being mosaic in the mitzvah of Tashbisu, then you have in mind that you want to destroy it. You're not gonna.
So I wouldn't focus on the Ran. It's like almost like Ran territory. The by Rabbi Motzi and the Achila. Maybe. I would say
it's all part of the process.
What do you mean by that? It means there is a relationship between Tashbisu by Rabbi Motzi. This is not the first time we've seen this relationship. I don't remember back to the Ran, way back, beginning the Falf and Alf of the Rif. Not of the Gemara. We'll be in the Gemara, we'll be in trouble. Falf and Alf of the Rif. The Ran had a famous Kiddush. The Ran writes that, let's say a guy did Tashbisu. He got on his hands and knees and he checked every single thing. Everything could evolve like an unbelievable Tashbisu. And he still blew it. There was chametz somewhere. He checked every place and he didn't know. Crazy. It was a chametz a guy left at the top of the attic somewhere. It wasn't Eilu Adas. If he would have asked the Tana and Tzachim, Orla Bosa, Berkeley, the chametz, did I do the right job? He would have gotten a check. If he didn't know, he would have given A for a perfect vidika. And still he went most of the old chametz. Anyone remember what the Ran said? The Ran says he's not over by Rabbi Motzi. When he finds out about it, he better get rid of it right away. But for the last 3 days, he was not over by Rabbi Motzi. Not that he was over, but it was honest. No. He wasn't over by Rabbi Motzi. Why not? Why wasn't he over? Nope. The Maisi owned Chometz.
Because he did a valid Tashbisu.
Because he did Tashbisu. Tashbisu is not just a mitzvah the Alma. Tashbisu is the antidote of Rabbi Motzi. So anytime you did Tashbisu, you by definition did not violate Rabbi Motzi. Tashbisu means to do whatever you think Tashbisu is, a bitul b'dika, whatever you think Tashbisu is, if you did asise kasher tzivisani, if you did Tashbisu, we can't hold you responsible for by Rabbi Motzi anymore.
Even if you're in the process?
Oh, wait, that's the Ran. So the Ran gives off, you did it already, he's right talking about Erev Pesach, he did it already. I'm saying now, according to the Chazon Ish's version, the Tosafos says, more, you're in the process of doing Tashbisu. Kol's mind of the Tashbisu, you can't hold me responsible for
it. Tosafos defines Tashbisu as actual doing the Maisa. You're not doing anything right now, so it's all theoretical.
So that's what the Chazon Ish says. The Chazon Ish says, Tosafos would never say you're sitting back and planning, right now I'm in the amusement park, but when I come home in 6 hours from now, I'll take
this.
You're
saying that you're
gathering the water. That's right. That's not the Lashon HaTosafos. That's not the Lashon HaTosafos.
No, right.
That is not the Lashon
HaTosafos. Saying that Tosafos had to mean that he had to be doing something above
otherwise, it would be like the Antwerp saying you could steal a Menasa's picnic. So, again, the Chazon Ish was forced to revamp the Tosafos a little bit, and we're suggesting that the revamping of the Tosafos is similar, a little bit of derech, the Ran's relationship between Tashbis and Barbara Batsi. Kenzai. Maybe. Possibility. Anyway, I say, so I yoitim and I'm Chorin. So what do we have? So we have a Tosafos that said, Hamasha Chavitzim Naslavaros ain't over love. So, because it's called by Lavidithic Liasse. So we know the Ram for sure disagrees because the Ram says, Yechai Malchum is called by Dirai De Maisa. So we had a major machloikas, Taisis and the Rambam about is it Malchus or not Malchus, everybody Rav Motzi. So we had Mechas Chilik deal last week with all the Torahs that emanated from that. This week we had Rav Chaim Shibbut Torah with all the Torahs that emanated from that. Or some of the interesting potential ramifications with women and the Kupshitas and all the nuances that emanate from the Torahs. And we even had the Ha'ara from Rav Marcus from 30 plus years ago about literally Rav Chaim's not even in sync all the time with each other in the Sugya. And then at the end, so we raised the question, really, which is hopefully going back to the beginning of the sugya, what did Tosafos really mean? Can Tosafos really truly have meant what they said? Very, very hard to accept. Maybe they meant some kind of almost like a watered-down version of what Tosafos was saying. And again, that would make sense if you take this general understanding of the relation between Tosafos and Barbara. So I'll be off for Mitzvah. Next week we'll start a new sugya. Okay.